Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. That is from 1976 on Toshiba Records, the sound of the Count Buffalos from their album Emergency, and that was a tune called Yama Tamizu. A great album on the Toshiba label from 1976. As I say, before 10 o'clock, we heard from Sonny Clark's final 1961 Blue Note album, Leaping and Loping. The tune was Something Special. Tommy Turrentine on trumpet, Charlie Rouse, tenor saxophone, Sonny Clark on the piano, Butch Warren on bass, and Billy Higgins at the drums. And before that one, it was Cal Jader from his album Latin Kick from the late 50s on Fantasy Records, and his swinging mambo version of I Love Paris. This is Spinning Jazz, it's Pete Evans, it's Sheffield Live.
Thank you. juntos há mais de um mês e nos amamos na contramão. Você acorda falando inglês e eu respondo no violão. Meu amor, não come carne porque é macro. Ai, que saudade de um bom filé. Depois das oito joga tarô.
Far Out Records from 2007. That was a tune called Amor na Contramão, and before that it was the sound of Roscoe Weathers from an album that came out on Jazzman Records in 2020, a collection of his recordings. He's not particularly well known, great flute player, and it was just called I'll Remember Roscoe Weathers, and that was a tune called I'll Remember Clover. Quite a nice Latin flavour to it. Roscoe Weathers passed away in 1976. The people at Jazzman Records put together a lovely compilation. So I thought I'd share one of those tunes with you this morning. This is Spinning Jazz, and we're carrying on with this sort of vibe of warm, summery sounds with the next track. This is Masaru Imada, one of our favourite pianists from Japan, from his album Carnival on Full House Records, recorded in 1981. And this is a tune called Surf Dance. Thank you. Records from 1980, featuring the guitar of Kazumi Watanabe. That was the title track from the album Sunburst from the fusion band of the same name. And we're going to move back 2 years to 1978 and the recording debut on GRP Records, produced by Dave Grusin and Larry Rosen, of our second flute great of this hour, after Roscoe Weathers. This is Dave Valentin.
Thank you.
1972. That's the sound of Ambience from the album Into a New Journey, and that was The Arrival. And this is Spinning Jazz. Remember, you can check out my webpage at spinningjazz.wordpress.com, where you'll find a full playlist and some photographs of some of the albums that I use each week, plus a Mixcloud link so you can listen in HQ Sound, mixcloud.com/revolve77. Subscribe, and you're guaranteed not to miss any of this fantastic vinyl that we enjoy week in, week out. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
7, Riverside Records, the album 7 Standards in the Blues, the Ernie Henry Quartet, and that's Cole Porter's I Get a Kick Out of You. Ernie Henry on alto saxophone, Winton Kelly on piano, Wilbur Ware on bass, and Philly Joe Jones at the drums. And very sadly, less than 3 months after that recording, Ernie Henry was to unexpectedly die on December the 29th, 1957, at far too young an age, but a fantastic alto player. There's a couple of Riverside albums well worth checking out. If you come across them, I would highly recommend them. Before that, from 65 on Blue Note Records, the album Fuchsia Swing Song, that was Sam Rivers, and the majestic song ballad that he wrote in dedication to his wife Beatrice, Jackie Byard on piano, Ron Carter on bass, Anthony Williams on the drums, and Sam Rivers on the tenor saxophone. And gonna leave you this week with something from 1981 recorded in Hollywood on the Pablo Records label. This is Harold Land on tenor saxophone, Larry Klein on bass, Steve Horton on the drums, Billy Childs on keyboards, Buck Clark on percussion, and the leader of the band from the album Born to be Blue. This is Freddie Hubbard, and this is Gibraltar. And this is Pete Evans signing off. See you next week.